Sports. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
This is going to be a year where the Glenn Academy Red Terriers won't be as good that we've seen them previously the last 3 years. This will be a rebuilding year for the Red Terriers. Yeah, sure, they'll make the playoffs. They might get to the second round if things fall their way and they get a good draw. But there's just no way with the Terriers in a rebuilding year that they're going to be able to duplicate the playoff success that they've had the last 4 years.
Wrong. they're in the Final Four. And Harrison had no business being on the field with Glenn Academy last night. That was a rout from the get-go. Just totally, you know, just came out, ran the ball right down their throat. Harrison couldn't stop the option, especially the pitch guy, Kane Cruz. I don't know how many yards he had in that football game, but he had a ton. And, you know, they just wore him out.
In case you don't know, this is Jason Bishop Show. I'm accompanied here with Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Catch 228. We'll take your calls. 912-275-7017. Rocky Hidalgo will join us later in the show, the Glenn Academy head coach. He will join us via the Pristine Water landline. And one thing that I want to go ahead and get to while we can, I want to go ahead and jump on the sound of the week because
it's classic.
It is just amazing. So the circumstance here is, of course, unless you've been living under a rock, Arkansas has fired Brett Bielema, and he went to his press conference already fired.
Fired him walking off the field.
Off the field. They were so ready to get rid of him. They fired him before he even got to the locker room. Here's the sound of the week.
Obviously, you guys probably heard the news about me, so I was informed coming off the field that no longer be the coach at Arkansas. So,
coming off the field
after a disappointing 4-8 season, year five in the Brett Bielema watch, the Arkansas people called him Bert, by the way, and he's gone.
That was the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week, and one more time.
Obviously, you guys probably heard the news about me, so I was informed coming off the field that no longer be the coach at Arkansas. So
that's a scenario where that was pre-planned. They knew win, lose, or draw in that game against Missouri that they were going to fire him as soon as that game ended. That wasn't a scenario where there's some people standing on that sideline saying, man, this is ridiculous. When this game's over, he's fired. That didn't happen. They had already predetermined that.
Well, the Jeff Long, the AD at Arkansas, was fired about 3 weeks ago, and he was probably the only Bielema supporter left in the building. So once they got rid of Long, you knew that this the hammer was coming on Brett pretty soon, and it happened right when the horn went off yesterday.
When the horn went off last night at Glenn County Stadium, the Red Terriers were 31-7 winners in a game that looked a lot like a boxing match, a mismatched boxing match, really, where the better fighter just pounds on the weaker fighter the entire match, and then by the time it's over, the weaker fighter is just bleeding in the corner in a puddle.
Glenn was totally dominant on the both lines of scrimmage, and it showed throughout the football game. 31-7, you know. And they came out in the second half and just ran the football right down their throat. And Harrison couldn't do anything about it. And that's grown man football come playoff time. And Harrison showed that they're now ready for prime time. Glenn Academy, 4 years in a row, they've won 9 football games. That's a pretty good accomplishment. I mean, that's pretty solid. 9 the first year under Coach Rock. And they won 12, 11. And this, you know, they win against Lee and the Hurricane. We lost the game because of Hurricane Irma earlier in the season. They got a chance to get their 10th win of the season this Friday night.
So the scores from last night, obviously we touched on the Glenn Harrison score, 31-7, Glenn winners. Lee will advance. That's who the Red Terriers will get next. They beat Mays 34-14. Lee is the number one overall seed in the bracket. They are the number one team in the state. Glenn Academy will have to travel to Lee County to play that game. Coffee County advances to the Final Four, beating Alpharetta 28-14. Tucker takes down Allatoona to fill that bracket out, 34-12. So Tucker and Coffee on the other side of the bracket. And Colquitt takes down Archer 12-7. Brookwood takes down Tiff 35-28. Calhoun woodsheds Liberty County 31-7. And if you haven't seen this score, you might want to sit down. Hapeville Charter 31, Benedictine 17. The huge favorite was Benedictine, and they went down 31-17 in the Elite Eight. Charlton goes down to ECI out of Twin City 49-25, and Savannah Country Day, their season ends 38-14, losers to Athens.
And my good buddy Maurice Freeman, 31-0 winner last night over Callaway, Brooks County. Over in Quitman, Georgia, in the Final Four. Coach Freeman used to be the head football coach for 6 years at Brunswick High School a few years ago.
And with Benedictine out of that bracket, I think Brooks County is going to win that state championship.
They got to go a long ways. They got to go to Clayton, Georgia next week to play Raven County. But, man, it's a long bus ride. And I looked it up last night on Google Maps. It's like 4 hours and 57 minutes in a car. That's 5 hours. On a bus, that's probably 6.5.
Cry me a river. Come talk to me when you got to go to Dalton.
I mean, that's the last county in the state of Georgia. Raven County on the Tennessee line up there in the northeastern, it's about as far in northeastern Georgia as you can go.
From Brunswick to Dalton, come talk to me.
That's a long trip, too.
In construction through Atlanta.
Yeah, that was a brutal trip.
Glenn Academy fans will remember that.
But Coach Freeman's got that program rolling at Brooks County, and they just, every year, they're kind of like this Glenn program now. They just move, they just go through the brackets every year, and they get in Final Eight, Final Four. They just do it every year.
Coffee and Tucker, despite the fact that Lee County is the number one team in the state, I feel like Tucker's probably the best team in the state. I think Tucker's probably the favorite.
I think so, too. And it's, you know, if you're, as a Brunswick High announcer, radio guy, I've seen Glenn and Coffee up close this year.
Who's better?
That'd be a toss-up game. I think it just depends on where they played. I think if they played in Douglas, Coffee would be the favorite. If they played in Brunswick, I think Glenn would be the favorite. Well, I think those teams are that evenly matched.
Well, if they played, it would be in Atlanta. So who wins that?
I'd take Glenn.
Okay.
I would.
Any particular reason?
Just because they've been there. They've got the experience. Coffee hadn't gone this far in the state playoffs in quite some time.
You've got to give Rocky Hidalgo and the Glenn Academy Red Terriers a lot of credit because this was, it really was. You know, I opened up the show talking about how this was supposed to be a rebuilding year for Glenn. That's kind of what we heard going into the season, and it turned out to be anything but. Another Final Four appearance for Rocky Hidalgo, his second as the Terriers head coach in 3 years into the Final Four. And you think about the early losses to Benedictine and Tift, and it just didn't look like offensively they could do anything against good football teams. And here in the playoffs, that offense has been a machine.
They've been a machine running that option, that read option. It's been tough to stop. And Randon Jernigan, got to give him a lot of credit. The way he holds onto that ball and pitches it at the last second. Their running backs find these holes in the defense. Man, that offense is brutal right now to stop.
Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook. Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, the Red Terriers methodically tore apart the Harrison Hoyas, 31-7 the final. Glenn advances to their second Final Four in 3 years and are one step away from making their second state finals appearance in 3 years as well. It will be a tough test, though, as Glenn will have to travel to the number one team in the state, Lee County. The winner of that game will punch their ticket to go play for a state championship at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Port City, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan Tucker. And one of my favorite segments of the week in review. You never know what you're going to hear.
And here we go. John Capella, banned from baseball for life. Ayo. Central Florida is the best team in the country if the team consisted of Central Florida to Middle Georgia. Florida, you should totally hire Chip Kelly. He is the perfect fit to make your team soft offensively and play no defense. Hire him. Tennessee fans, don't laugh. At least Chip Kelly returned Florida's call. The best coach available, Lane Kiffin. Cavs, your time is up. LeBron isn't walking through that... Matthew Stafford, the best quarterback who ever lived that couldn't win anything at any level ever. Miami losing to Pitt wasn't Mark Richt always losing the big game. Pitt wasn't any good to begin with. Nick Saban, kick off your shoes, kick up your feet. Alabama will be in the college football playoff no matter what. You should just rest Jalen Hurts. Brett Bielema, fired because he spent more time at Golden Corral than he did in the football office. And these are my thoughts.
Why are you going to talk about that man's waistline, man? Come on. Golden Corral instead of the football office.
You can eat healthy at Golden Corral.
Oh.
There's healthy stuff on the menu. Do they have a menu at Golden Corral?
And you know I'm a Lions fan, and you knew I was going to take issue with you trying to badmouth Matthew Stafford. No, why? Why, man?
Tell me the last time he won anything significant.
He's the only gig. If it's not for Matthew Stafford, the Lions are 2-9 right now.
Wasn't Calvin Johnson there for a little while for him to throw to?
He was.
What do they do with that? Do they win anything?
No, the Lions have been bad for a long time.
Okay.
They'd be awful.
Does Tom Brady have a better supporting cast than Matthew Stafford?
Yes, he does. Yes, he's got a better supporting cast. Ask anybody that understands football, and they'll tell you that.
That seems like you're saying I don't understand football.
No, I said ask anybody who understands football the question you just asked me, and they'll tell you exactly what I told you.
Matthew Stafford isn't any good?
No, that Tom Brady has a better supporting cast than Matthew Stafford. That's what you said. So you're telling me that Tom Brady... Well, it's just we talk about college football, man. We're not gonna bash the best thing in Detroit right now.
We'll get to the pick'em a little bit later in the show, but right now Miami goes down yesterday to a Pitt team that was just a juggernaut.
They got Mark Richt yesterday.
Oh,
the Canes did.
See that?
That's what you said, and we can review.
No, it's not what I said. That tells me you don't listen to Weekend Review. You just tune out.
These are, you know, they just got outplayed. Miami, you got to think. Miami's had a great year. They're 10-1. Okay, but Miami has had a horseshoe surrounding them. They've been a lucky undefeated football team all season long, and it caught up with them yesterday. It did.
That wasn't Mark Richt pulling a Mark Richt.
I guess he looked across the sidelines and saw Gator helmets yesterday. I don't know what happened. I mean.
For Mark Richt to pull a Mark Richt, it would have to be a big game. A game.
What's bigger than being in the top four of the playoff and be undefeated going into the ACC championship?
If they were playing Notre Dame.
All you had to do was beat Pitt to have an undefeated regular season.
That's why it wasn't Mark Richt pulling Mark Richt, because he never won those games. Mark Richt was always good about beating Vandy in Kentucky. I mean, that happened with pretty regularity. That's the equivalent. So this is actually worse than some of the stuff that Mark Richt did at Georgia, because there was no way that Miami should have lost that game. Pitt is way inferior to the talent that Miami has on the roster.
There's no way Miami should have lost that game, but they found a way to lose yesterday, and Mark Richt pulled his starting quarterback out when they were down by 10 midway through the fourth quarter. Took him out of the game. Brought in the backup for a 3-and-out. What'd that tell you, football team?
That I am willing to do anything that I have to do to win a national championship.
It just told them that I've given up on you today. We can regroup and come back next week, but today, quarterback, you're not my man anymore. Stuck with you for 10 straight wins, and now we get chips getting down. I pull you out of the football game.
But don't you think that somebody of the caliber, like Nick Saban, like, don't you think he would do something like that if Jalen Hurts came out there and just stunk up the joint? He would sit Jalen Hurts down and throw out the next guy in line?
Let Alabama be down by 10 today in the fourth quarter to Auburn and see if Jalen Hurts gets pulled out of the football game.
Hold
your breath until that happens.
I'm just saying, like, okay, if Nick Saban does it, he doesn't get criticized for it. It's, Jalen Hurts is just having a bad game. Nick Saban's trying to do something to draw a spark for his team. I mean, that's
– okay.
Mark Richt does it, and he's giving up on his football
team.
You're
a Georgia fan, okay? We're both Georgia fans here. What if last week, here's an example that's probably similar. What if after that first pick against Kentucky, Kirby pulls Jake Fromm and puts in Jason Eason, said, I'm just going to change it up. What would the Georgia fan base be saying? What would Jason Bishop be saying? It'd be like World War III around here, right?
Oh, in that scenario, Jacob Eason had better complete some passes.
Okay. I mean, that's similar to what...
It's identical. It's not similar, it's identical.
So what do you think they're saying in South Beach today? What is this guy doing? We're 10-0. We're down by 10. We score a touchdown late and get an onside kick. And you taking a quarterback out of the game.
What Pitt did was they exposed Miami's offense yesterday. Miami had all season long been bailed out by their defense, putting their offense in good spots. And yesterday, that didn't happen. Pitt didn't turn the ball over. They made Miami's offense earn everything that they got.
Pitt turned the ball over two times in the first half. I watched that football game.
Yep. But it wasn't in a situation to where the offense could actually do anything with the football in a short field. So
they just wanted it more than the Canes yesterday.
If Miami has to play a game straight up where they don't get short fields for their offense, because their offense isn't very good.
No, I mean, they're the luckiest 10-1 team in the country right now.
What they did yesterday was they threw away their opportunity to be able to go into the ACC championship game and drop that game to Clemson and still find a way to get into the college football playoff. That now cannot happen for Miami. They must beat Clemson, period.
Were they dropped about 7 this week?
Oh, man.
Georgia dropped to 7.
I bet the committee doesn't drop them that far.
Okay.
Somebody's going to drop today, Auburn, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
If Alabama drops, they'll drop to 4.
We haven't even done our picks yet.
Well, we'll do them later. So.
Okay. So Alabama loses today. Do you think they drop?
To 4.
They probably will. And then Auburn. Ooh, Auburn could be a 2-loss team sitting there, 1 or 2 in the college football playoff rankings if they win today.
If Auburn wins, yeah, you got to put them in the top 4 because of where you've already put them.
They're in. Yeah.
Yeah, you've already put them. The committee has already placed them as high as they have, so if they beat Alabama, the committee has no choice but to move them into the top 4 as a 2-loss team over a bunch of 1-losses, which I think is the most stupid thing in the world. I don't care that Auburn beat Georgia head-to-head. Auburn's lost 2 games. Georgia's lost 1. It's simple math.
And struggle with Mercer that Alabama beat 56-0.
Just saying.
Yeah.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, and now joining us via the pristine water landline is the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, man. No problem.
First and foremost, Coach, congratulations on reaching your second Final Four in 3 years with the Glen Academy Red Terriers. What did you say to your team after the game?
Well, you know, I told them, normal stuff. Get this time of year. Congratulations, and proud of them. And finally, is we got to put it behind us. I mean, we got to. The playoffs isn't the best time to sit around and pat yourself on the back on what you've accomplished until the season's over with. So, you know, I told them to put this. You know, feel good about it. Let's put it behind them. Let's go to work on Monday and focus on Lee County.
Coach, you dominated both lines of scrimmage last night, offensively and defensively. You had to be impressed with that.
I think our kids have really come around. The young kids on the defensive line are playing pretty well. I think our offensive line guys, we've kind of gotten healthy the second half of the season, so we've gotten some consistency up there. We're starting to play better up there. And I think our coaches have done a great job coaching those kids to go out and you know, do the things that's necessary to win games. So it's a combination of a lot of factors. I mean, what we do is really important to our kids. And so they put a lot of effort in what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Coach, I'm pretty sure that you probably heard some of the talk going into the season, and that talk was, well, DJ Dallas is gone, probably going to be a rebuilding year for the Terriers, and yet here you stand as one of the last four teams playing in the state. What would you say to those people that said you'd be going through a rebuilding year this year?
I think those people don't understand, a couple of things about a football program. I've said this before. When I first came here, I think Glen Academy had a football team, but probably liked a football program, and we built a football program here. And that program survives the loss of players. It survives the loss of coaches. It's something it's consistency. You build a culture. Everybody buys in. They invest. And they develop over the course of a year. And I think that's what you see here. I've said this on the radio before. I think, people looking at what we're doing this year, we're going to lose Randon Jernigan. He's going to graduate, and Hunter Hall and Marvin Dallas and Kane Cruz. And we're going to be in this position again next year. Our kids, we're going to come out and compete at a high level. And when the playoffs hit, we're going to be one of the teams that people need to consider and talk about. We're going to be in the discussion to win a state championship. I believe that's who we are. And I intend for us to stay that way.
Coach, if you look at the 6A brackets right now, three of the four teams are from South Georgia, and, everything's kind of centered in Atlanta around the state. And we play pretty good football in this part of the state, don't you think?
We do, and I think they play really good football up there. I mean, I think if you go back and look at those guys, it's not something that one way or the other. I mean, I think there's a lot of good football coaches across the state. I think there are a lot of good football programs. I think one of the things people get caught up in is the everybody's record, the record of a coach. You know, it's easy to win and compete every year when you have the best players. And I know there's some coaches out there that when people make their short list of the best coaches in the state of Georgia, they look around and they go, man, this guy is and this guy is. Well, some of those guys have benefited just having great jobs and great talent. I think when you look at, for instance, Coach Dickman at Harrison High School, that guy is a great football coach. and you know, he's done a tremendous job there with probably less talent than a lot of guys around him. And you know, this year is a perfect example of they lose the number one player in the country and they come back and they everybody wrote their season off. They won two playoff games. That's a very well-coached football team that we played last night. I know the score was a lopsided against them. There are a lot of guys like that out there who do a great job coaching. You know, it's not just in South Georgia. We play good football here. They play good football in Metro Atlanta, you know.
Coach, earlier in the season, I think there were some folks that were saying that play of the offensive line could be better. Moving through the season, how much has your offensive line improved?
Well, I mean, sure, it could be better because, you know, we lost four guys up there. No, you don't. Building a football team is a process, and I do not spend. We don't spend 26 days in June and 26 days in July working up here during the summer. And a lot of guys do that, and they'll be better than us early. You know, tip of the hat to them. My goal is to get in the playoffs and win. I think you have to keep your kids fresh. You can exhaust your kids early in the year by doing that. So, you know, the other side is this, is you just got to go out and coach your kids every day. If your kids buy in and you have good coaches, they'll get better. I think we're a perfect example of those things. And, you know, I think our coaches have done a great job coaching those kids, and those kids have done a great job taking what their coaches give them and go out and playing their tails off.
Coach, your running backs as a position group, I don't know who your running back coach is, but he does a good job with those kids. Man, those kids run hard. You got to be impressed with that group this year.
Yeah, they've done a nice job, especially, I mean, at one point in time, we had Kane Cruz playing early in the year with a high ankle sprain because we didn't have anybody else. You know, we were so thin at that position, and getting Tyler back, I mean, it was, has really helped us. Tyler ran the ball very well last night, just really cramming it in there, getting some hard yards between the tackles. Nolan has really come around throughout the season, and Kane's just a heck of a high school football player. He's a really competitive kid. You know, you knew that, and you know, once he's gotten healthy, he's been tough to stop. And the running backs coach is former Glenn Academy alum, or former Glenn Academy star, David Bailey. I'll just throw that out there. He does a great job coaching those kids.
Coach, moving into the next round, the final four, you've got to go on the road for the first time in the playoffs, and you got to travel over to Lee County, about a 3-hour trip. Tell us what you know about Lee County.
I mean, they've got a good football team. All four teams left can win this thing. You know, they're very balanced offensive team. They can throw it around. Quarterback is really adept at kind of pitching that ball around. They've got some really talented receivers, big offensive line, and can really run the football. So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us defensively. I look forward to kind of going out and figuring out a way to slow them down. You know, defensively, they're a big play defense. They blitz a lot. They're trying to create negative plays. So they present some unique problems for us. We'll see how they want to play us, if they want to come out and try to continue to bring pressure against the triple option, and we'll have to find ways to kind of get the ball on the edge. I know they're going to try to bring edge pressure and try to pin us in back there, so we're going to have some creative ways to get the ball out on the perimeter.
Coach, did I read this right? I read somewhere where Lee County had a 430-pound defensive lineman. Is that true?
He is the size of one of those smart cars. He is a giant person. He's a big one over there. I'm just glad we don't have to feed him. But yeah, he's a big kid. I mean, we're going to have to figure out how to block him. You know, luckily he's lining across from Bennett Delaney. Bennett's a really good player, and Bennett squats over 500 pounds. So we ought to be in good shape there.
Coach, once again, congratulations on another successful playoff run. And hopefully this isn't just the congratulations to making the Final Four. I hope in a couple weeks you and I will be on the phone, and I'll be congratulating you on winning a state championship. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. No problem.
Glenn Academy head coach Rocky Hidalgo joining us via the Pristine Water landline.
Four straight seasons with 9 wins. Came in here and went 9-4, 12-3, 11-2. Can get that 10th win in a hurricane-shortened season this Friday night at Lee County. Great job he's done on the south end of town.
It wasn't too bad of a hire. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights! The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, the Red Terriers methodically tore apart the Harrison Hoyas, 31-7 the final. Glenn advances to their second Final Four in 3 years and are one step away from making their second state finals appearance in 3 years as well. It will be a tough test, though, as Glenn will have to travel to the number one team in the state, Lee County. The winner of that game will punch their ticket to go play for a state championship at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Calves. They'll handle all your t-shirt needs, any specialty products, banners, etc. Good folks up there in Yolonia. Brunswick Country Club and Georgia Sea Grill. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and jump into our high school, our college football pick'em, and I'm just going to go ahead and say we're winding down the season. 2 weeks left worth of picks, and Kip is mathematically eliminated for the possibility of catching me.
We're going to keep track of this next year. And all this. This is called fake news, what you just heard right there. Yeah. So we'll next year we'll keep a better track of this instead of getting Jason's little spin on it every week. So I'll go ahead and start.
Wait. Breaking news. The breaking news. Kip is mathematically eliminated from catching Jason.
Okay. Georgia Tech. Georgia hadn't lost in Atlanta since 1998, and they're not going to lose today.
No. Georgia beats Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Number 9, Ohio State at the Michigan Wolverines.
I'd love Michigan to win, but they're not going to do it. They're all for this year. Ohio State probably blows them out in Ann Arbor.
East Carolina at 20, Memphis.
Memphis.
Kansas at 19, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, but you never know with them what you're going to get. They're like Forrest Gump. Box of chocolates.
Yeah. Number 10, Penn State at Maryland.
I'll take Penn State.
Close. I'm taking Penn State close. Number one, Alabama. At number six, Auburn. The Iron Bowl. Spot in the SEC Championship on the line. Possibly a berth in the college football playoff for the winner. And that winner will be...
Auburn.
Alabama. Number five, Wisconsin at Minnesota.
Wisconsin.
Number 23, Boise State at Fresno.
I wanted to pick Fresno, but I can't. I'm good with Boise.
See, that's how you've gotten yourself behind.
Yeah.
In this college football pick'em, by going with Auburn over Alabama. You will bet yourself broke.
Nick Saban has never beat a 9-win Auburn team.
You will
ever.
Bet yourself broke you betting against Alabama.
You need to look at these things, man. You need to study the history of the game. I try to teach you that, but you don't want to listen.
West Virginia at 4, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, but it wouldn't surprise me if Oklahoma choked today.
I'm calling it. Okay. I'm pulling the trigger. West Virginia beats Oklahoma at home to end their hopes of making the college football playoff.
I'd love to see that happen.
16, Michigan State at Rutgers.
Michigan State.
22, Northwestern at Illinois.
Northwestern.
Clemson going to Columbia to play the 24th ranked Gamecocks of Will Muschamp. Clemson at South Carolina.
Clemson's going to get out of there by the skin of their teeth, and I mean it's going to be close.
Clemson's going to beat South Carolina so badly that
no,
their mamas are going to feel it.
No, they're not.
Texas A&M at 18 LSU in Death Valley.
LSU wins, and does Kevin Sumlin get fired going off the field?
I hope so. That would be great. 13, Washington State at 17, Washington. Before you pick this game, there's a scenario brewing here. If Washington State wins, they win the division outright. If Washington wins, it creates a three-way tie between Washington, Washington State, and Stanford.
Then it's going to be a three-way tie because Washington State's not going to Seattle and winning today.
I'll take Washington. In the ACC... the prestige of Florida State and Florida is nowhere near this game.
The dumpster fire bowl today in Gainesville.
The Sunshine State. I don't even know what to call this game. It's so bad. I'm going to take the Noles. I think they're less worse.
I'll take the Noles, too, using your scenario. They both are awful.
Okay. Louisville at Kentucky.
I'm going to take the Cats to bounce back today after that beatdown from Georgia.
This is a big game for Coach Stoops up in Kentucky. He's had a pretty good year, still hasn't had that signature win, and they beat Louisville coming off of last year and now going into this year. This would be another big win for Coach Stoops. I think he's starting to get to the point to where some folks in Kentucky are starting to want to see some results.
He gets them today.
All right. Duke at Wake Forest.
I'll take Wake today.
I'm going Duke. North Carolina at NC State.
It's in February, so NC State's going to win today.
Vandy at Tennessee.
Let me break this down for you.
Awesome.
The state of Tennessee right now, two major universities in the SEC, Vandy and Tennessee, they're combined 0-14 in conference play.
Somebody's going to get their first SEC
awful
win today.
Awful game today. I'll pick Tennessee just because it's in Knoxville.
I'm going out of my way to watch Florida State, Florida. I'm just letting you know that. In the Big South, Stanford travels to my Kennesaw State Fighting Owls. I'll take Kennesaw State.
I'll take Kennesaw State. On your behalf, I'll pick them.
Appalachian State at Georgia State in the Sun Belt.
I'm taking Appalachian State.
Yeah, no question there. And Georgia Southern at Louisiana Lafayette.
And they get the brakes beat off of them by
again.
Lafayette. Yeah.
Again. Georgia Southern's had a dreadful year.
Ooh, they're awful. And how did it get that way, Jason, in 2 years? It's just pathetic what they've done in the last 2 years. They go from taking Georgia to overtime and almost getting Mark Richt fired going to the locker room to winning one game.
If Georgia had lost to Georgia Southern in that game, would they have fired Mark Richt as he was coming off the field?
They'd have fired him the next day.
The pristine water.
You know he got fired the next day, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Joining us earlier on the Pristine Water Landline was the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo, and this is the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. This is Brett Bielema in his post-game press conference after the Missouri game.
So I was informed.
Start over.
Obviously, you guys probably heard the news about me, so I was informed coming off the field that no longer be the coach at Arkansas. So
they informed me as I was coming off the field that I was no longer the head coach.
Golden Corral probably rolled out the red carpet last night, didn't it? So that buyout money, man, it probably, that buffet didn't stand a chance there yesterday, did it?
Obviously, you guys probably heard the news about me, so I was informed coming off the field that no longer be the coach at Arkansas. So,
Fired, coming off the field. That's kind of pathetic, though. You think about it. No, we're laughing and joking about it today, but what? This man, you know, he wasn't a success at Arkansas, but he was there for 5 years. I mean, he moved his family there, and he took over a program that was struggling. They were struggling, and they hired him to come in and try to resurrect the program. And you don't have any more class than to give the man an opportunity to say, okay, we didn't get it done, and have a joint press conference and just say we weren't getting it done here.
Who's the guy at Louisville, head coach?
Bobby Petrino.
Wasn't he hired after the Bobby Petrino scandal, Brett Bielema?
I think so.
Wasn't he the guy right after Petrino?
Yeah, after. I think Bobby was falling off of motorcycles and things like that, wasn't he?
Falling off of motorcycles and his marriage wagon, too.
Yeah, that's right. He had his girlfriend on the back of the motorcycle, didn't he? On the Harley, yeah.
Again, I'm a firm believer. Go all out. If you're going to do something, don't halfway do it. Well, do it all the way.
They went all out. They got him.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, the Red Terriers methodically tore apart the Harrison Hoyas, 31-7 the final. Glenn advances to their second Final Four in 3 years and are one step away from making their second state finals appearance in 3 years as well. It will be a tough test, though, as Glenn will have to travel to the number one team in the state, Lee County. The winner of that game will punch their ticket to go play for a state championship at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by The Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design. They'll come out, design your lawn, come up with a great plan that's going to make your front yard look fantastic. Come out, maintain it. Good folks over there. Do a good job.
Very good job. Braves.
Former general manager John Capella has been banned.
You notice the mood, how it's you sense the excitement in our voice
yeah.
as we're talking about the Braves.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been banned from baseball for life.
Pete Rosed, like you say.
Yeah, they Pete Rosed him.
Hmm.
That's pretty clever. Did you come up with that on your own?
We were just talking about it off camera, off the during the break.
Still pretty clever.
That's what he got. That's what he got.
The Braves will lose several of their prospects that he signed to what Major League Baseball is calling illegitimate contracts. Probably the most notable is Kevin Maton. But really, you know, the Braves farm system, according to the Braves organization, is so good. You know, so they lose 10 prospects. And?
They.
I think this thing's way overplayed.
Fourth, fifth, or sixth. I mean, that's what they do. Did the Braves come in second in their division this year?
No.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
What team were you watching?
That's right.
It wasn't a second place team.
I can remember being on this show saying the Braves were around 500 at the All-Star break. And I can remember somebody on this show saying they were making the playoffs. But I might have been dreaming. I could have been dreaming that. I don't remember.
I don't know who that was, because the only thing that people do on this show is tell you the truth. So
I could have sworn. Maybe I dreamt that. I don't know. I could have sworn that somebody on this show said that the Braves, when they got to 500, they were going to make the playoffs. It was going into the All-Star break, and it came out, looked at the schedule coming right out of the break. If they win 7 or 8 of those games out the break, they're going to make the playoffs, and by God, they're going to do it. They're going to do it.
Why would you say something like that, Kip?
It wasn't me, brother. It's kind of like your college football picks. You make them, and you get dusted. You know, you get swept under the rug every week, and then you come back, and you should go to work for one of the major news networks, because you're good at this fake news. You're pretty good at it, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
It's just one of those things, man. Like, everybody has the right to change their mind.
Here's something, though. I debate this with my friends. Chipper Jones is on the Hall of Fame ballot this year.
Okay.
I think he's going to get in first ballot Hall of Fame. You got to have 75% of the vote to get in.
Okay.
What's his percentage? I think it's going to be in the high 80s, maybe low 90s.
If I were a sports writer, I would give Chipper Jones my vote to get in, but I don't think that he's going to be in first ballot. I don't think he gets 75%. I think he gets in maybe second ballot next time around, next year. But the sports writers, the baseball sports writers, are such archaic animals that they...
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to sit here and tell me that Chipper Jones is not a first ballot Hall of Famer? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, this is what you do. You put words in my mouth, and then, months later, you put those words that you twisted. I am saying, what I said was, if I were a sports writer, here, I'll break it down real easy. If Jason Bishop were a sports writer,
he'd be in.
He would be in.
But you don't think the Baseball Writers of America will put him in?
That's right.
If that's the case, then all of them need to lose their credentials.
Agreed. You see what you did there?
Yeah, we're on the same
You see what
page?
You tried to do? You tried to twist it to where I said that Chipper wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I never said
we
that.
We got it straight. We got it straightened out. I think the Baseball Writers of America are not that stupid. They are. They do some dumb stuff, but I don't think they'll keep Chipper Jones out on the first ballot. I hope not. If they do, then they should sack the whole system. Fire him coming off the field. Coming out of the voting booth like they did Brett yesterday. Play that again, man. Play the sound of the week again.
Obviously, you guys probably heard the news about me, so I was informed coming off the field that no longer be the coach at Arkansas. So,
coming off the field, is that a first? Is that a first, you think?
Here's the other interesting thing. Yeah. They fired him as he was coming off the field, so there's probably no time elapsed more than 10 minutes from him coming off the field and getting to the press conference. Probably no more than 10 minutes has elapsed. And he walked in the press conference, and he knew that the media already knew.
So you think he's walking on the field? You know, all these guys have, like, state trooper-like escorts. You think somebody walked up to him and just said, "Hey, Brett, you're fired"? You think that's how it went down? "Hey, you're fired."
Well, the interim AD fired him. She was the one that went up to him.
Or did they tell him before the game, you think? No, they didn't tell him before the game. They waited till he's walking off the field and fired him. Is that what we've come to in sports now? I mean, you said if you do things, just go all out and do it. The man didn't even have time to, you know, post-game, a lot of teams get with their kids on the field, and, you know, they kneel down and they pray and chat a little bit, but this guy didn't even get a chance to talk to his team before they fired him.
And at least when USC fired Lane Kiffin, they at least let him get to the airport first.
They fired him on the runway. And now Lane, he's sitting there looking pretty, a hot prospect for some of these major openings.
I'm telling you, he's a perfect fit for the Florida Gators. If I was Florida, I'd be on the phone. I'd have been on the phone with him before I'd been on the phone with Chip Kelly.
Who do you think Florida ends up hiring?
Dan Mullen.
I think Dan Mullen goes to Tennessee. I think Florida ends up hiring Charlie Strong.
Mm. That would be a good fit, too. I still think Lane Kiffin is the best fit for Florida.
I think Lane Kiffin ends up at Arkansas. No, not at Arkansas. I think Lane Kiffin, there's a lot of dominoes that could. What if this happens?
With Kip Branch. Okay. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.